Son, never stop learning.
Welcome to FWD, the Honest ROI of Executive Community for B2B Companies. Forwarded message from Murray Newlands, from Murray's newsletter, Less Than Greater Than, date, Sun, April 5th, 2026, at 3:16 p.m., subject, The Honest ROI of Executive Community for B2B Companies, 2. Less Than Greater Than, most B2B marketing budgets are built around reach.
The laugh is an enfines mio and him. Isamandama, the laugh is an enfines mio and. The laugh is an fund. The laugh is a mama. The laugh mien. Menans in a mamuana. The lan sunan and denium. The lom sun and funds mio mean and denium. Dinamina funds meoman. Dinansaminan and denan and denio.
Forwarded this email? Subscribe here for more. The Honest ROI of Executive Community for B2B Companies. Murray Newlands, April 5th. Read in Appmost, B2B marketing budgets are built around reach. Impressions, clicks, pipeline volume, cost per lead. Those metrics made sense when buyers were anonymous and decisions were linear. That is not how enterprise deals actually close. Enterprise deals close when the right person trusts you enough to take your call, when someone in the room vouches for you before procurement gets involved, when the CFO already knows your name because they heard it from three other CFOs they respect. That is a community problem, not a marketing problem, what executives actually respond to. I have run over hundreds of executive events across CEOs, CFO, CRO, CISO, and CTO audiences. The pattern is consistent. Executives do not attend events to learn about vendors. They attend to be around peers who share the same problems. When you put 12 to 15 executives in a room with no pitch deck and a good moderator, something shifts. The conversation becomes real. Problems get named. Solutions get discussed. And the companies that sponsored the room become associated with that quality of conversation. That association is worth more than a banner ad. It is worth more than a sponsored webinar with 400 registrants and 40 attendees. It is the difference between being a vendor and being part of the conversation. The math that CMOs miss a single closed enterprise deal from a warm introduction made at an executive dinner is worth more than 6 months of digital ad spend for most B2B companies. Yet most companies spend 95% of their budget on the latter. The reason is attribution. Digital spend is easy to measure. Community influence is harder to track. But hard to track is not the same as low value. It just means most companies leave it alone and hand the advantage to the ones willing to think longer term. What sponsoring the right room actually buys you when a company sponsors an executive events, they are not buying a logo placement. They are buying proximity to a group of executives who were invited because of their seniority and their willingness to have real conversations. They are buying the right to be in the room, to hear what those executives are actually thinking, to have their product or solution discussed in context, not pitched in a vacuum. Over time, that compounds. The executives remember who brought them together. They remember who made the introduction that led to a hire, a partnership, or a new vendor relationship. Reputation builds at the speed of trust, not the speed of your ad budget. Who this is for, this works for B2B companies, selling to the C-suite with deal cycles longer than 60 days. If that is your business, the question is not whether executive community delivers ROI. The question is whether you are in the right rooms. If you are not sure, that is usually the answer. Murray Newlands is the founder of Open Future Forum and a partner at IA Seed Ventures. Open Future Forum runs executive dinners, roundtables, and invite-only gatherings across Silicon Valley for CFO, CRO, CISO, and CTO audiences. Tuesday, April 7th, 5:00 p.m., 8:00 p.m., Claw Camp. Get started and up-level your OpenClaw personal agent superpowers. Thursday, April 16th, 9:00 a.m., 6:00 p.m., CEO private dinner. Wednesday, April 22nd, 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Swing for CFOs, Golf Gathering, Friday, April 24th, 3:00 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., AI Dev, 26, Side Event. Tuesday, April 28th, 5:00 p.m., 8:30 p.m., CISO Leadership Dinner. Securing the AI Enterprise, Wednesday, April 29th, 5:00 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., The PE-backed CFO Playbook. Driving Value Creation in a Slower Exit Market, Thursday, May 14th, 5:00 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Murray's Newsletter is a reader-supported publication. To receive new posts and support my work, consider becoming a free or paid subscriber. Upgrade to paid. You're currently a free subscriber to Murray's Newsletter. For the full experience, upgrade your subscription. Upgrade to paid. Like, comment, restack, copyright 2026. Murray Newlands, 548 Market Street, PMB, 72296, San Francisco, California, 94104, unsubscribe course. Starting with why traditional B2B marketing metrics fall short. Next up, traditional B2B marketing has long relied on familiar metrics, impressions, clicks, cost per lead, CPL, and pipeline volume. These metrics dominate the landscape of many B2B marketing programs, viewed as natural indicators of success. Yet, in the complex environment of enterprise sales, these traditional metrics often fall short of providing actionable insights. Many B2B strategies focus on expanding reach, heavily investing in broad campaigns to fill the top of the funnel. Reach, along with impressions and clicks, are prioritized because they are easily quantifiable. However, these metrics often measure what's convenient rather than what truly impacts business outcomes. The digital marketing era has played a significant role in shaping B2B measurement approaches. Marketers shifted to digital platforms largely because they promise clear, surface-level stats. The convenience of tracking impressions and clicks is alluring. But these numbers don't always correlate with actual sales. Many marketers operate under the assumption that buyer journeys are simple and linear, leading them to over-rely on metrics like CPL and pipeline volume. These figures may appeal to leadership for planning and budgeting, but don't guarantee sales conversion. The B2B purchasing process is multifaceted, involving many stakeholders and an extended timeline, which makes straightforward digital attribution unreliable. The complexity of B2B cycles also challenges traditional metrics. B2B buying cycles differ from B2C. They are longer and involve decision-making by multiple stakeholders. Buyers often conduct extensive research independently, outside the observable channels of marketers. Anonymous digital behavior, like website visits without form fills, distorts true audience engagement. Modern enterprise buyers make use of hidden channels, with critical buying moments perceived offline, such as recommendations in private settings. Many vital parts of a buyer's journey occur without visibility, escaping standard digital reports. Furthermore, traditional digital metrics struggle with capturing the impact of influence and trust, essential elements in B2B relationships. Vanity metrics, such as social likes and clicks, may appear impressive, but rarely correlate with high-value pipeline growth. Many studies show that clicks and ad interactions have little predictive value for closing deals. Because the B2B journey is not a linear progression, tying any one digital touchpoint to a B2B deal is highly challenging. The extended length of B2B deal cycles further complicates the attribution of marketing efforts to revenue. In an enterprise environment, one closed deal can equate to millions, meaning that high-frequency metrics can provide a misleading view of marketing effectiveness. Additionally, over-relying on digital channels risks wasted investment, particularly when targeting executives whose digital engagement is minimal. Executive buyers, while influential, are notoriously hard to track through digital means. Most key decision-making happens beyond the reach of typical analytics tools. New approaches in measurement are needed to reflect B2B marketing success. Multi-touch attribution offers a more inclusive view by examining interactions across the buyer's journey. Still,
it struggles to capture the full essence of complex deals. In updating marketing metrics for complex B2B deals, companies should begin by identifying key interactions that occur offline and adapt measurements to include these influential moments. By understanding the limitations of traditional metrics and adopting a mixed metric model that values influence, reputation, and trust, businesses can enhance their marketing effectiveness. Emphasizing these alternative metrics ensures a more accurate reflection of enterprise marketing success.